in this world we live in, there's runners and there's fighters. All your fists is all a fighter, and I know one when I see one.
All right, episode two, step two, is actually about cyber influencers, and I have my buddy Dan Levy on the podcast with me, who I've known forever since college. We went to college together and kind of had similar radio paths. Now back at the same station, he's a good dude, been in radio a long time, and he also has his own podcast called The Levy Cast, so you can check that out. But here we go. Let's talk about cyber influencers and what the heck that is.
Hey, have you heard of the cyber influencers now?
Give me an instance, because I probably have.
Apparently, this has been happening for a minute, and I just saw it because I saw a buddy of mine in radio who did an interview with a CGI influencer. And
it's a completely fake influencer.
It's a real influencer, but it's not a real human.
So it's not like Gary Vee or one of those guys.
No. This is a CGI. Like, it looks like a robot. Basically.
All right.
So I'm going to try to do my best job to explain this, but there's an influencer. Her name is Little Michaela. And I don't know exactly how to pronounce it, but she's a virtual influencer that was created by Los Angeles based company called Brud. I don't know. And it was supposed to be a marketing tool. And Little Michaela has featured product endorsements for different streetwear, like luxury brands like Calvin Klein and Prada. And
really?
In 2018, her account passed 1 million followers on Instagram. So basically what
really? Yeah, I've not heard
so
of this.
You know, instead of having a real life influencer like a Kardashian or a Dan Levy, they have a robot, a character they created. They just created a character.
Is it somebody like that Dan Levy could interact with?
So that's what I'm trying to figure out. I don't know exactly. So I texted him who did the interview. He hasn't responded yet, but I wanted to know like how he did the interview, because in the video, it's him, but they're never next to each other. They're like, it's always a cut.
Like FaceTime.
Yeah. Well, no, but they're in the same room, like in his studio, but they're always cutting. So is he talking to a person in a green suit? Like, I don't understand how this is.
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
How exactly it's happening. But
wait, so this is nothing that you're FaceTiming. You actually have to go to some place to meet with this influencer.
No, it was in his studio. So
really?
Yeah, so it's a computer generated image, this person, right? And so this person not only has music out, but is an influencer as far as like in ads and commercials, was just in, I think it was Vogue magazine. Like this cyber person, I don't even know what to call
something.
Was created as a marketing tool to be an influencer. They made this single famous like they did, like you would any other influencer.
Really?
And it got a following, and then it became this thing for now brands like Chanel also and Supreme. And there's other brands that just like love this.
Take it on.
Yeah, they take it on. So now she has like her own YouTube and music and whatever. And there's other ones that have come out. They have like feuds. They just got hacked. There was like a big hack last year that happened with this. And I'm obsessed with this now. And I went to, because I haven't seen it before. And apparently it's a couple of years old. And so I started to go down this rabbit hole of reading this whole thing. There's like a whole beef with another cyber influencer.
What?
Yeah. Apparently there was a caption posted that was like, you can only hide for so long, Little Michaela by Bermuda. This is crazy. These are two computers fighting with each other.
I want to make one.
You could.
I want to make one.
So I am enthralled by this. This is amazing because this is where the world is going, right? With AI and the technology we have, but it is all CGI, like as if it was a movie. And this was a character. It's an avatar. That's what it is. It's basically it's an avatar that is acting now as an influencer for whoever's behind it.
Well, it's a little scary.
It's so scary.
But if people are taking it seriously,
yes,
and say like it ends up being like a terrorist that's running this, and it's telling people, right, hey, what you should do is go kill people.
Well, that's another.
There's a lot of scary
step, right,
things about this.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of people didn't even know it wasn't a real person until like it started to come out. So people were influenced. And that's why there's also, you know, a lot of regulations. Yeah. So look it up. Lil Michaela, right on your phone. MIQUELA. So there's a lot of regulations, too, that aren't in place for as fast as technology is moving in general. But something like this, too. Are you looking at it?
Oh, my God. It looks real.
Right. So now you see it. You're looking her up. And so you can see that she looks like a real person, like any normal
influencer. It has to be an actual robot.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. I can't figure it out exactly how this works, but it's
like,
CGI.
They're showing her like in places. It looks like a robot, like a mannequin.
Is it a person in a green suit? And then they put the...
No, but look, the picture that I'm holding right now, it looks like a mannequin.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so maybe it is a robot. But how is it talking? Or is it... I don't know. That could be superimposed, dude. They can do anything. I have no idea.
Right? I am completely... This has opened up a world that I have no understanding
of
at all.
There's two of them in this one. They look like regular humans. Like,
yes.
But kind of mannequin-y.
But it looks like it's real. It looks like it's a tangible.
This is her song. It's not moving like a robot. It's moving like a CGI human.
Okay.
So that's she has like a song. That's what I can't figure out. When I look at this, I can't figure out.
But this video that I'm looking at looks like a real person.
Yes. It looks exactly like a real person. And this, and like, so this is for her sitting on this Spotify couch.
Yes.
Right? See this picture here? When you look at that, it's just a computer generated image. I've tried to look up exactly like how they do this, and there isn't a lot.
Butts in the couch. I mean, it looks like an imprint of a butt.
Do you know how they do CGI? If you do CGI,
I mean, that's not a real couch, baby. Maybe it's not even a real room.
It's all green screen stuff.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
So when you do CGI, it's all
it's
just
CGI,
inserted.
And it's like people with like dots all over
or
them.
Sensors.
Can, yeah.
So is that what is happening in these interviews?
And I don't know.
Superimposed.
First of all, you're just educating me on a lot of these things.
So I'm asking you questions. You're like, I've never even heard of this.
You've already spilled the liquid over the top of the glass. And now you're asking for more. I have no clue. But from what it looks like,
yeah.
It looks mannequinish. But the way it's sitting in that Spotify picture where the couch looks like there's an actual indent of the couch of a person sitting there.
Yeah.
Maybe that couch doesn't exist. Maybe it's just completely...
The whole thing
graphics.
Doesn't exist,
yeah.
So maybe the whole thing is
maybe that
CGI?
Whole picture, yeah, the whole picture, all that stuff is not there.
It says, okay, at first glance or swipe, Michaela could understandably be mistaken for a living, breathing person. She wears real-life clothes by streetwear brands like Supreme and luxury brands like Chanel. She hangs out with real-life musicians, artists, influencers in real-life trendy restaurants in New York and L.A. where she quote-unquote lives. Michaela holds her phone to a mirror. Her reflection stares back. This doesn't make any sense. She's photographed in the daylight. Her body casts a shadow. She even complains about allergies and other references, like the temperature.
Allergies.
And tweets like, so she does say.
I like that. She must be real. She's talking about allergies.
Right. Well, so she is she talks like a robot. Like she says she's a robot, right? And she's combined. And she talks about her memories. She's like, my memories are pre-programmed. So I have memories. I have my culture. Of her like Brazilian culture because it's been programmed into her. So this
she's
is
a little Asian. I don't know about Brazilian. It's a little Asian.
I thought she
there.
Said Brazilian. Maybe I was wrong.
You might be right though.
Yeah. We're talking about a robot. So who freaking knows? I cannot, with all the articles I'm reading, figure out exactly whether it's a robot or it's just a computer image. I can't figure it out. It's driving me absolutely crazy.
I don't know either. It's blown my mind.
I was hoping that you would have this. And this is so... I was hoping you would know something about this. It's so scary because...
It's creepy. It is very creepy. Because I can't tell if it's actually walking amongst us or, like you said, is it
right.
being factored in?
I don't know.
It has to be a mannequin because the word Q in Michaela, I would think it's more of a mannequin.
With the letters? Oh, you think...
Yeah.
I mean, these other ones are called Bermuda, and she talks about being a robot a lot. But I don't know if that just means computer ran or that means a physical, like what we know as robots. Like robots are computers, right?
Right.
So I don't know if she means like a robot as in what we see in like, what's that Will Smith movie? iRobot?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, where it's an actual physical thing you can touch. Yeah. Or if it just means like, because it's a computer. So it's really, really interesting. Now, here's where the part where it gets a little weird, too. So
so this part was normal, but this part.
Well, I mean, weird in like the advertising world, right? So,
yes.
So now it's an influencer. The Federal Trade Commission, they require influencers to disclose whether they're paid out to a product, right? So far, little Michaela hasn't done that. But there's nothing that says a CGI character has... to do that. It doesn't, there's nothing in there because technology
is
like,
not a person. Yeah.
The laws haven't caught up with technology.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of now things that are coming up. And that's why certain companies, marketing companies, could go down this road completely, and that is could
and
be
avoid people.
Avoid people 100%. It could be it completely yeah. eliminate human Instagram influencers or social media influencers and avoid every single rule they have to abide by.
Yeah, because nothing's legal. It could just be one Jewish guy sitting in an office making like a million of these things.
There you go.
And he just makes all the money.
Part of the tribe making money.
How do we make one? I want to make one.
I would love to. What would you? I don't know. I'm so mind blown by this.
Mine would be almost exactly like Kim Kardashian.
So just copy that.
And it would be a Q. It would be a Q's
Kim
for the
Kardashian.
Case. And it would just be her because I would just model it after her.
Is this the next step of AI? I don't know, but it's not brand new, right? Like so, like some of the stuff is
from
2018.
I feel like someone should stop this.
It's scary. Like, it's super scary.
The minute you start getting robots to be able to do things like that is the minute you start getting robots to actually think about codes to like nuclear weapons and bank accounts and things of that nature.
Yeah.
And when they start to outthink what humans can do, there's no need for this. Like, why? How come the guys who make robots haven't cured cancer? You're creating something that could possibly take over human existence.
Use
that brain for something better.
All these articles, even this talks. She partnered with Prada for Milan Fashion Week, where she posted several 3D generated stories. But that's not all. She modeled for brands like Chanel, Coach, Balenciaga, and promoted their promoted different hair products as well. And now she got rated as the 25 most influential people on the internet by Time Magazine, with stars like Rihanna and Kanye West.
That is unbelievable.
Robot. I'm going to read more on it, but I was going down these rabbit holes and I can't figure it out. So if you have.
What's even more interesting is that no articles are actually publishing that part. They're like just continuing on. They're continuing on with the myth.
It is. It's just telling the story. But I did. I texted the guy who did the interview. I said, how did that work? Is there green screen? Are you talking to a person in a green suit? And I haven't got an answer back yet. And I'm really, really interested in how that freaking works, man. I don't. You're looking at it right now. It's so interesting. Okay. I mean, there's not really much else to say about this because I don't have any more information.
Yeah, I have no idea when it comes to.
But look it up.
Nothing's actually saying how it actually works.
Yep, because there's other ones too. You know, here we go. No AI, but rather 3D software. What amazing technology is behind Lil Miquela? Lil Miquela is CGI, which means she's visual content created by imaging software. But which software is used in creator? I don't care what. It's a startup company.
Now, when your buddy interviewed her,
yeah.
Was she just responding, like actually
engaging?
It
was a conversation. It was a straight up conversation. It was. I have to look back. Maybe
so
if you
bizarre.
Look, maybe if you look at the cuts, maybe they were pre.
I have no. I have.
But
I've
I don't
never
think
even.
So.
I've never even. A. I never knew about this. B. It's even more bizarre that people are taken to this. And C. I can't believe that we have no idea how it's actually working in terms of being
all
in a space
CGI. Yeah, I don't understand how. Yeah, like I understand. I get it on Instagram. I get it on the digital platforms. I don't get these real life situations. The interview.
No.
Pictures of them at the different places on her Instagram, like the New York. Maybe those things are, you know, whatever.
Digitally done.
But there are some things in there, like the dancing, and there's certain real life scenarios that I can't figure
sitting
out.
Sitting on the Spotify couch.
Yeah, is the whole thing.
It's got to just be all fake. Fake.
And who is this dude interviewing? Like, he's done. Who are they talking to? Are you human? It says, hold up, is she a robot? There's all these questions. People have a lot. People have the same questions I do.
And there's not one answer. And anybody that's actually interacted with this thing or has published an article about it just keeps the myth going.
Yes. That's what it seems like. Unless I'm missing something huge, I feel like I've read enough of these things to see it, but Lil Miquela, you can look her up.
I'm pretty creeped out, to be honest.
The thing up, Miquela, and then there's multiple ones that have come from her. The one she argued with was named Bermuda. It's another CGI that has 124,000 followers on
What's
Instagram.
What's her problem?
I don't know.
She's just trying to make a name and get as many followers?
Yeah, I guess so. She hacked her.
A million followers.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? the freaking computer has a million followers, and I'm working on like 11,000.
I can't even fill up a dinner table with my followers.
With my followers, that's pretty funny.
Let alone a million of a computer.
She's 25 most influential people on the internet, Time Magazine.
25?
Yep. Lil Michaela.
Who's number one?
Look her up. Oh, I don't know. I don't think they don't do it. They don't rank them. Of 25 top list. Usually Time Magazine doesn't put them in order. They just do.
They just
make the list. Okay. Yeah. So there you go. Lil Michaela, the new world of cyber influencers.
Sleep well tonight knowing that these things are being created and dominating.
So creepy.
I know.
Like I told you at the end of step one, I've split these up into four different steps for episode two. So make sure you check out the Levy cast and then come back and check out episode two, step three, where I'm back with Brandon Fryer. And we talk about YouTube censoring because it came out that the CEO of YouTube doesn't let her kid watch YouTube. All right, check it out on the four-step program. Thanks.